Pasuk teaches us, Kisiv de Bayis Chadosh, Torah tells us if you build a new home, Vasisa Makal Gagecha, you should make a fence around your roof, Vlesosim Domen Beisecha, Kiipa Neufel Hamanu. The Pasuk Pshat, the Pasuk is teaching us that when one builds a home with a flat roof, has to make a fence around that roof. Vlesofer of the Shunsky Zatzal, he says that the Pasuk has a deeper explanation. That a person builds a home, a couple gets married, or any family that's establishing a home, they have to recognize what is the way to build a successful, correct Jewish home. And he explains that when a person builds a home, what he should be looking for is that home should be a place of avodas Hashem, a place where HaKadosh Baruch Hu is served, a place which is a protection against the averis, against doing the wrong thing, a place where only proper and right things are done. That's what he says is pshat in the Gemara Masechet Sota, Daf Yud Zayin Amud Aleph, Ish Ve'isha Zocha Shechina Beineihem, a husband and wife, if they merit, the Shechina is with them. They make the Shechina be with them. The way that they live their lives and what they set as their goals and aspirations will be the way the home is established. And not only will that be the way the home is established, that will be the determining factor if there will be Siyata D'Shmaya, if HaKadosh Baruch Hu will help that home be a home of Kedusha V'Tahara. He says that's pshat in this pasuk. Ki sivne bayis chadosh, if one wants to build a new home, a home, the shem shamayim, the first thing he should do is v'sisa mak legagecha, put a fence legagecha. He says that the gematria of the word gagecha is 26. Put a fence around everything you do, and think about everything that you do. Is it legagecha? Gagecha is the same gematria as 26, as Yudke Vovke, the name of Hashem. If everything you do and everything you think about is legagecha, to be a fence, l'shem shemayim, v'loisosim domim beisecha. We know that often the word domim means money, finances. V'loisosim domim beisecha. Don't make finances, don't make gashmius the main purpose of your home. Because kiyipol hanoifel mimenu, if somebody just lives their lives for olam hazeh, for gashmius, it's very dangerous. And what can happen by living that type of a life is kiyipol noifel mimenu. And I saw that Rabbi Cheskel Levenstein Zatzal in his Sefer Or Yecheskel says that that's pshat. We know that the Rashi says that the pasuk, the parsha before this parsha of the parsha Kisiv Nebayis Chodesh V'Sisa Makal L'Garechecho is the parsha of Shiluach HaKein, where the Torah HaKadosh says, if you find a nest with the mother and the babies, Shaleach Teshaleach Esa'im, send away the mother V'Sabonim Tikach Loch U'man Yitav Loch V'Arach Teyomim. And Rashi says, Im Kiyamta Mitzvah Shiluach HaKan, if somebody fulfills the mitzvah of Shiluach HaKan, he will be zoicha soifa livnois bayis chadosh, to build a new home, and around that home, takai mitzvah maka, you'll have on your roof a fence, mitzvah gereris mitzvah, one bring mitzvah brings another mitzvah, lekach nismachu parshiyus halalu. So he explains, quoting Rabbi Yisrael Salanter. He says, Rabbi Yisrael Salanter would say that this world, that olam hazeh, is a hotel. Not only did he say, is it a hotel? He says it's a very high-class luxury hotel. He says when you go to fancy luxury hotel, that every service, the room and every service and everything you purchase is very expensive. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says that puts us into this world and he puts us into this wonderful, luxurious hotel, but the cost is expensive. So how, he says, can someone avoid needing to pay expensive rate to stay in this world. He says that if everything we do is not for our own benefit and not for our own comfort, but what we do is because of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so then we're not guests in the hotel, we're employees of the hotel. And the difference between a guest and an employee is not only does an employee not have to pay for his time in the hotel, but an employee gets paid for being in the hotel. Employee gets meals when he's in the hotel. So he says, if we take our home, kisim the bayis chadash, and we build our homes, and our homes are built not that we have a place in the hotel and we have to pay for it, but on the other hand, we are employees of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Everything we do in our home is l'shem shemayim. Says Rashi, mitzvah gereres mitzvah. What that will be is that we will be given more and more, like the employee who does a wonderful job, so he's promoted and he gets an increase. So too, if we live our lives, that everything we have, the gashmis that we have, is for Shem Shemayim, so then HaKadosh Baruch Hu treats us, not that we have to pay, but on the contrary, He pays us. And that's what He says, this pshat that we say, starting Rosh Hashanah, the Seir Shimei Tshuva, Zecheinu L'chaim, Melchofetz B'chaim, L'mancha Elokim Chaim. What is meant when we say, L'mancha Elokim Chaim? He's saying that we should say to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we ask of you so much, but everything we're asking from you is not for our benefit. Everything that we ask, even the gashmias, even the gezunt and the panosa and the nachas and everything that we ask of you is not for our own personal benefit. Because everything we live for is l'mancha l'kim chayim. But the Aruga Saboisim adds one more point. And then he says, the pasuk in this week's parasha speaks about the mitzvah of matnas aniyim, what we have to leave over in our fields on behalf of the poor people. And the Torah Kedusha says, kisik tzircha besada, if you're cutting the grain in your field, v'shochachta oim besada, and you forgot some piles in the field, stacks in the field, esoshu l'kachta, you may not go back. This is what's known as shicha. And the Torah says, "Leman yivarechecha, Hashem alakecha b'kol ma'asu yadecha." When you fulfill the mitzvah shivcha, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will bless you. What? And the Medrash, the Tanit Be'eliyahu quotes, "Ma'asu be'echad shekayim mitzvah shivcha." There was somebody who once fulfilled this mitzvah shivcha, and then when he fulfilled this mitzvah, k'shabal lebeisa, he came home. Also, simcha mishta, he made a banquet lebnei beisa. And they asked him, "Mayom yomayim, why are you rejoicing?" Amalam neshekiyamti mitzvah. I fulfilled the mitzvah. Shema yisim mechavala loyav shalil kaima. This is a mitzvah that one can fulfill only if he doesn't realize he's fulfilling a mitzvah. What does that mean? So he quotes the Mishnah Pirkei Avos. The Mishnah Pirkei Avos, Perek Hey, Mishnah Yadala teaches us, "Oysav ein ha'holach schar masa biyadai." If somebody did a mitzvah, but it didn't take any exertion on his doing the mitzvah, schar masa b'yadai, he gets schar for what he did. So what does that mean? Of course, you did the mitzvah, you get schar for the mitzvah. You didn't do any preparation, so you don't deserve any schar for the preparation. So he explains in the name of the Noam Elimelech, that if we see somebody doing a mitzvah, and we don't see that he grows from doing a mitzvah, it's a proof that he didn't really do the mitzvah properly. What does it mean he didn't do the mitzvah properly? He did it amanas l'kabel pras. Oisa, if we see somebody did a mitzvah, v'ein ha'holich, and he didn't become greater, he didn't grow. Heilich means to grow, go further. He didn't go any further. He didn't grow in ruchnius from his doing the mitzvah. It's a proof that schar masa b'yadai, he only did the mitzvah for the make of getting schar. We want HaKadosh Baruch Hu as we're learning to give a schar for our mitzvahs. But the one way to guarantee not to get the schar is when you do the mitzvah only for the purpose of getting schar. Says the Medrash, there's one mitzvah that there's never that concern. What did you have in mind when you did the mitzvah? And that's the mitzvah of shicha. Because shicha by definition means that you didn't realize you were doing it. And that's why we know for sure, for certain, that that mitzvah wasn't done for any other ulterior purpose other than doing the mitzvah. And therefore you deserve schar. Teaches us the pasuk that all the mitzvahs that we do should be like the mitzvah of shicha. That when we do things l'shem shemayim, we should realize that we were brought to this world l'mancha l'kim chayim, to do for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to be HaKadosh Baruch Hu's employees. And when we are living our lives with that goal and that purpose, and that's the way we perform what we do in this world, l'shem shemayim, not just thinking about ourselves, then yivarecha Hashem alakecha, we will be b'zoicha to all the bracha that HaKadosh Baruch Hu can bestow on us.